Rubenstein is a wealthy businessman. He founded the Carlyle Group, a private equity firm. He's bringing along other investors, including a man named Michael Arrighetti. He's with Ares Management Corporation. And there's other people involved as well, including, as you mentioned, Cal Ripken Jr., Hall of Fame shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles, which we don't know the extent of his involvement, but certainly that's something that fans are going to like to see.
We were talking about John Angelos, but it was really Peter Angelos who drove the team and owned it for so many decades. I'm just seeing from some different podcasts and on social media, some fans, their immediate reaction is, our long nightmare is over. This is great news that it will be out of the hands of the Angelos family. Any word on the history there? Why was it that at least some fans were unhappy with the ownership?
Yeah, Peter Angelos wasn't always popular as the owner. He still is the owner, but he has been in charge for several years as his health has failed him. And his son, John Angelos, has taken charge. John has really left the baseball to the baseball people and helped engineer, there were some very dark years for the Orioles, but they turned it around last year, made the playoffs very exciting. But even so, fans have been calling for a long time for the Angelos family to sell, and it looks like they are getting their wish.
What more can you tell us about that, either about the enthusiasm for the team, as you said, unlike our Nationals here, which are really down on the doldrums and also for sale? At least the Orioles have been making some noise in the playoffs.
Yes, absolutely. 2023 was a really great year for baseball fans. Very exciting ride. A lot of young players, Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, and a lot of fans now are hoping that maybe with new ownership, they'll sign those young guys to longer term extensions and keep the winning going. We'll see if that's how it plays out.
And this is an unfair question because it's all just unfolding now, but any early reaction to the type of owners that these new guys will be?
Yeah, well, a lot of, folks are waiting for the word to become official. At this point, we have confirmation from multiple sources who have direct knowledge, but there's been no official announcement from Rubenstein or the Orioles. Wait and see. I have to believe that there's going to be a lot of excitement for this. Rubenstein is a smart businessman. He's very wealthy. He does a lot of philanthropy. He's just the kind of person that fits in with MLB owners. And, MLB owners have a meeting next week in Florida. So we'll see if this is discussed or if this is part of the agenda there.